Sports Radio 680, The Fan, Steak Shapiro, Brian Finneran, and Sandra Golden, 9 to 12, right here on your number one sports talk station in the Southeast, for sure. That's Ben Baby of the San Antonio Express News. He's investigative reporter on the horrendous incident that happened over the weekend in San Antonio high school football, as John Jay High School football players Victor Rojas and Mike Moreno have been suspended, as well as the team, pending an investigation for the video, which has seen tens of millions of views almost at this point. If you're not familiar with the story, just get back into town. A couple of players on John Jay's team were ejected from the game, which was controversial, obviously, on the John Jay sideline. Not soon after, a referee gets speared in the back by one of those two kids that we just mentioned. And while he is on the ground, another kid comes and spears him, the two players mentioned, basically taking the referee out. It was very clear for the calls he had just made to throw out a couple of players on John Jay, and was basically attacked on the field.
Yeah, it was brutal, egregious, and it takes a certain kind of person to just blatantly run into the back of an official, number one, but just another individual to do that. The amount of injury and hurt you can put on somebody like that, just because it's a whiplash type situation, a broken collarbone, depends if he falls funny. And I don't know where this came from. I don't know if these kids decided to do it themselves. Coaches said something to him, but this is an awful, awful situation. These kids, I don't need to see him in jail, but something needs to happen.
Ray Giudice is here. Nobody better. Nobody understands the law better. Nobody like puts it in layman's terms quite like he does for us. Ray, always a pleasure to see you.
Good morning. I haven't been here for a while.
I know.
Thanks for having me.
You're cheating on us with the morning show, but it's okay. And tell me what you thought when you saw the video.
Yeah, really egregious and clearly intentional. I mean, if I had to defend these kids, you know, we'd be working on somehow. How do you present this and clean it up, as opposed to I didn't do it? Quite frankly, I think actually the second hit may be more intentional, because you got a guy laying on the ground, then you drill your helmet and shoulder into the back of his neck. And here's I don't know what the ref is, what a demographics, a 35-year-old guy who loves the game and he's making $27 for being out there on a Friday night, you know, or maybe just loves kids, and he doesn't deserve that. If he was wrong, he was wrong. There's a referee committee that would punish him on the earlier calls, you know, and injecting players, but this is not right. So, yeah, needs something to happen.
There is a number of articles, just reading through three or four of them, that says that there's a climate. One of these articles written that the West Texas chapters of officiating organizations can't find enough referees to officiate games because of increased fan harassment. Crews from Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio are routinely brought in to supervise many of those games. Another gentleman said he became a basketball referee 3 years ago. He wanted to get back to the sport. He quit, but after a run-in with an abusive coach in Texas, he gave that up as well. The climate, the atmosphere, how volatile it is. Brian's at those games all the time. You not as much. How much do the coaches, the program, how much do they all play into it?
You know, there's an old Italian saying that the fish rots from the head down, from the head back. In other words, the top of the food chain makes the decisions, sets the tone that everybody underneath or aside from them follows. I've seen it in bureaucracies and law firms and courthouses. And there's clearly something at the top of the food chain here in this football, either in that school or in that community, that these kids didn't say, hey, that's just not right. You know, since age five in my first Little League game, I was taught to, you know, respect the umpire or whoever was in authority. And not only do I disrespect that prior call of ejecting my buddy, but I'm going to drill this middle-aged guy in the back of his back, you know, at full speed. What is a kid, 240 pounds? I mean, as Beefen said, it's like getting hit by a car.
Yeah, it's brutal. I just question where it came from and why it's happening. But that situation, I sat at Woodward and St. Pius on Friday night and watched an unbelievable football game that was back and forth and as competitive and heated as a game can get. Never once was there anything going on with the officials. There was no problems. And by the way, the real deal Holyfield kid from Woodward Academy absolutely dominated that football game.
Elijah, yeah. Elijah.
Let me say one thing, and I'm not picking on any community, but in some communities, for these young people, their ticket to a scholarship is athletics. Hopefully there's some academics wrapped up.
Right.
But in the schools that you just mentioned, those kids have again, I'm not trying to make a one-on-one comparison, but I happen to know those schools. I know a lot of kids that play sports at those schools. They also have a 4.0, and they're going to Northwestern or Vandy, and maybe they'll play a little
bit. It starts at the top, like you said, with a good coaching staff and morals.
It's not the only thing they have going on either. Right, right.
Well, part of what you're saying is the climate and the long term is much brighter there than maybe in a lot of other places.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think it's good kids versus bad kids. I think it's the system. You know, you take those kids from the school that we're talking about here, where the incident occurred, and you stick them at St. Pius, they're going to be in a system that, in my opinion, from people I've known and children, young adults there, this is not going to be tolerated. That is, I mean, you're nodding your head up and down.
Yeah, I agree with you.
What should happen? Okay, that's you are a dad, you're a coach, you're an administrator, you've seen the videotape, you have a kid that is running.
You're an official out there listening right now?
Yeah, you see a young man that is standing there helpless as a kid in full armor, football uniform, drills him at full speed, and then another guy comes in to spear him.
Well, I mean, number one, this system, they're going to have games next weekend, and somebody better set a tone for this is not going to happen when we flip the coin at half field next weekend. Now, in the criminal justice system, which is kind of where I'm at here, you know, I don't think these kids should be breaking stones to intend to serve, you know, with a sledgehammer wearing pink striped suits. Do they need some discipline? Could it be a diversion program? Could it be community service? A long time ago, I spoke to a guy who was the head of the juvenile court system in Fulton County, a wonderful guy, has since unfortunately passed away, Sammy Jones. And Sammy could have been a superior court judge or anything he wanted, but he always said, juvenile court is what I can help rewire these young lives. By the time you get them in the superior court and big boy court, it's too late. So let's take these two young guys. Maybe they made the one mistake of their lifetime, which Stake, you pointed out earlier, due to the video and the intranet, they're going to live with for the rest of their life. Let's give them punishment, but an opportunity, a pathway to come back to the community, maybe not the team, but to be productive citizens. That's how I would mold this case.
One of these kids, Mike Marino, number 81, on the very next play, he doesn't get kicked out of the game at that point because I guess they didn't see the first thing. He goes and hammers the quarterback on a late hit on the very next play. These guys...
Out of control. Lost his mind.
Out of control.
He lost his mind.
They're losing the game, last seconds, hammers the quarterback.
Right.
And that's a bad dude, the two things he just did right there.
Well, your point was, Brian, you have to be wired as a bad human being to be capable of that. Or filled with so much anger.
Right.
Let's go with that, Stake. Let's go with that. We don't know these kids. We don't know what goes on in their home. We don't know where they're at. It's inexcusable. I'm not trying to make excuses for them. But, you know, we just can't keep throwing away every kid that makes a mistake.
You know,
we just can't keep doing that.
404-231-1680. 404-231-1680. A proper punishment, jail time, 6 months, a year. Juvenile facility, something. Is that literally how far you'd want this thing to go?
Gary Gutierrez is the head coach for this football team, the J coach. He immediately apologizes to the other coach. However, he and his staff are now being called in this morning to the school and through the school district to see if were they told to do that? Were they told to go after those kids?
And if so, they may have exposure. They may have exposure.
Well, I would put them in jail.
Yeah,
Listen, if you're an adult... And you tell a 15-year-old kid to go take out that guy, order the code red, then that's the guy that has to pay the price.
Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't mean they said that.
Right.
They may have been on the sidelines. This ref is a jerk. He needs to be taught a lesson. You don't have to go out and say, I want you, number 27, to drill him in the back of your low back. You made a climb.
It's like when you want a football a certain size, and you let the ball boys know.
You know, that's
don't
a good point.
Exactly go take air of the ball, but I like it this
I
certain
like him
way.
On the low end.
Right. Similar to that. One kid's 18. He's a senior. Obviously, the other kid's a sophomore. I don't need
81
to see,
is the senior.
I don't need to see these guys go to jail. Community service. Learn your lesson. Go pick up dirt, and I hope trash at the park. Hope it's raining and dumping on you while you have to do it, and learn your lesson the hard way.
Yeah, B-Fin, as a Catholic, you grew up with the same expression I did, which is every priest has a past and every sinner has a story, which means a future, which means these kids may have committed a sin on the football field, but let's not totally – they didn't have a handgun. They didn't carjack somebody.
I
did something that's egregious in the sporting world, but in the big world of the courts that I go to, come on.
Yeah.
I didn't stick a gun in somebody's ribs.
This is for them, They'll never play football again. They are the absolute in the swirl of the national media on the internet. They are now being held up as everything wrong with sports is these two young men. Their names are emblazoned everywhere. What is a year in jail really going to do to those kids?
Nothing. Nothing. But you know what? But you said they're never going to play football again. I'm going to disagree with you. There's been lots of kids who have made horrible mistakes, committed crimes in high school, and wound up maybe playing at a community college and getting their education.
I think most folks.
Oh, in high school they're done. Yeah.
Yeah, in high school they're done. Yeah. Andy, you're on Sports Radio 680 The Fan.
Hey, guys. I understand what you're saying. And if the kids don't have a path, maybe you're right. Maybe we don't put them in the pokey because that's just not going to help. But, man, you sure do run them until they throw up, and then you run them some more and make them go pick up trash. But let me say this. If that 81 has a pass, he's a senior, he's 18, he's a grown man, he can go vote, he can go to war. That kid, if he has a pass, he needs to go to jail because those are two sucker punches, one from behind, he hits the referee. I mean, that's absolutely no respect for authority whatsoever. And my guess is he's done this before.
You know, one of my thoughts is if you are, and I should have more information, I apologize. If this guy's a father, and I'm just imagining a lot of wives and kids go to watch their dad referee games, believe it or not. I mean, that to them is, I want to go watch dad. He's reffing a game on a Friday night.
I went my whole life. My dad did umpiring and refereeing. We went as a family.
To watch him umpire.
My mom would pack a lunch, and off we all went.
So I want you to imagine, as close as you are to your dad, that he's behind the plate, and then he makes a call, and that as he's walking in between innings to get water, that some kid comes behind him and cold cocks him in the face, knocks him out, and then another kid kicks him when he's down. What do you think that family wants to see happen to an 18-year-old, okay? I mean, think about what you'd be asking for there. That's your dad. My dad just got taken out by an 18-year-old kid. You understand why there is a thought of pressing charges and moving forward with that. Here's Mike on Sports Radio 680 The Fan.
Yeah, I think you guys are too liberal. That's the problem with the justice system today. These guys will end up in the state prison within 5 years. Mark my words, they're punks and they're trash.
But Mike, let me ask, Mike, calm down for a second. Okay. Well, you use bad words, but so the problem is that we're soft. That these guys, you need to lock them up and throw
away. Listen,
I thought
I was mortified at what I was watching. I don't know. And if there's history there for this number 81 Marino, then we got some issues we got to look at because he's got some stuff going on outside of football.
He's mad that his quarterback was tossed out of the game earlier.
Right.
His star stud quarterback.
And they're losing the game now. No time left.
By the way, that star quarterback, Moses Reynolds, you guys know Josh Reynolds plays for Texas A&M. So Moses Reynolds has one of the high recruits. He's got scholarship offers from all over. So he's kicked out of the game.
Well, look, gentleman that called in, I certainly understand his opinion and I confront folks and victims every day in courthouses and as jurors that express, you know, let's lock them up and throw away the key. And therefore, we have the largest, you know, prisoner population per capita on the face of the earth, and we're not getting anywhere. That's just, you know.
Yeah, let's see if we can help progress. Them. Get the community service.
Right. I don't know.
Go to classes because you've got some anger management issues. And if that doesn't work, then maybe this guy's right, and he does show up somewhere else.
And let me just say that
somebody.
It's been my experience that people who express that attitude, which they're entitled to, are generally people who got a break and don't want to see anybody else get a break. I'm a redheaded Italian Catholic kid from the North Bronx. I had some breaks, and because I did some really stupid stuff, borderline. And back in that culture, it was less of a permanent record. Nobody was YouTubing it. So I have a little space in my heart to give some people some breaks. Sometimes.
I would argue the anger that young gentleman had, which was vociferous, reaction, calling us a-holes and just almost salivating. Where is that level of anger? It's making you crazy that both of them will be locked up, that their lives are basically over, and that this incident suggests they're the worst people on the planet.
I didn't hear anybody.
I've never seen anything that bad.
Right.
I agree. I think it's horrendous, and I think if I was a family member, I can understand where I would want full
you know, letter of the law, if you can push.
They're not
press.
Playing football again this year. That's a fact. Well, probably ever.
Yeah. No one here is arguing for no punishment. Nobody's here is arguing
Please.
For that.
Let's get Al. You're on Sports Radio 680 The Fan. Hey, Al.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I don't think that we take these kids' lives away, but I think we take their high school athletic lives away. I mean, how different is it from the female softball player in Texas, the one that basically just cold-cocked the catcher a couple times? I mean, it's the same situation. I think that they need to learn from this. I don't know if their lives should be – their lives are going to be ruined anyway because they're not going to be – I don't think any coach in their right mind would want to take these kids. At this
yeah, being an internet sensation right now is not exactly setting them up to go to Princeton and, you know, have a really interesting college essay about my time on the internet. I mean, these kids have real issues ahead. Tony, you're on Sports Radio 680 The Fan.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Hey, we got to think about something, man. This was a cheap shot by two kids. Y'all talking about a slap on the wrist. What if they'd have broke this guy's neck or broke his back and this guy be paralyzed? What would the punishment be then?
It'd be a lot more.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I thought the same thing. I mean, that's the kind of hit that could have done that.
Right.
Now, what about, Ray, prosecuting and bringing charges on what might have happened? I guess that the notion of attempted murder versus murder or anything else, right? You know, how much does that factor in sometimes if there is the prosecution that gets forward and says this guy could have been paralyzed?
It wouldn't be if. However, it wouldn't surprise me over the next 72 hours if this gentleman, the ref, has some injuries. I mean, I know that would have hurt the heck out of me. I would be in my doctor's office, my orthopedic doctor, having someone look at my neck and my back.
My neck and my back.
And but technically, that would be potentially an aggravated assault. You'd have to, prosecutor have to make an argument that the weapon is the turning yourself into a projectile, a fully equipped 240-year-old young man at full speed, is there for a weapon. Just like if a boxer punches you in the mouth, that could be an aggravated assault. His fists are a weapon. So it's all possible. Possible is the key word.
I just feel like, and listen, my high school basketball coach was a friggin' maniac, Joe Killalay. We'll have him on one day.
That'll be fun.
And he was an old school Irish guy from, you know, Southie or whatever it was. And he would get after referees, and he would be up there, but if he even heard us whisper to a referee, like he made it clear, I don't care what happens. You never, ever, ever, ever say one friggin' word. You're a 16-year-old high school kid. I talk to the referees. You never open your mouth.
I heard that so much. Even to this day when I'm coaching Little League stuff, I'm reluctant to say anything to the referee too much, to the umpire
or
whatever.
Yeah, because it has to be drilled into you by coaches. Like the one thing I knew, their coaches will let you yap to a referee, and their coaches are like, have one rule. I see you say one word to the referee as a 15-year-old high school kid, you're out of the game.
That's why I feel like this ruling, Ray, has to be such an unprecedented precedent.
Right.
Because there's no gray area here.
It should be a bright line as far as internal school system punishment tomorrow morning. So everybody knows there will be no playing around, no pun intended.
I'd love it if they told coaches, let me make this clear, one of your kids goes after a referee as he's walking to his car, even verbally. One of your players has any contact. If one of your players does anything, you're suspended for the year. You're the coach. Because you have to set the environment that there is one rule above everything else. Never, ever, ever have anything to do with a referee.
Now, if I'm representing one of these two young men, and it turns out that they were really encouraged by coaching staff, by someone in a position of authority to do this, then my kid's rolling over on them. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you.
Right.
You know, everybody's coming with us.
Right.
And while that's not a defense, it's certainly an argument to say, hey, you know, I was encouraged by people that you know, have my back, and this is how we were trained. But I'll also say one last thing, Steak. You grew up in a context, just like I did, just like all of us did. We were disciplined everywhere we went. When I went to St. Eugene's during the day, I was slapped on the back of the head by Sister Mary Ann.
Dang it.
Got taken to the Monsignor, and then we went home and got beaten up. You know, so disciplined. And so your coaching was in that structure. And I'm just going to tell you, as someone who goes to court and sees 17, 18, 19-year-old young men led into court in orange jumpsuit and shackles, and there's not a parent in the courtroom with them. There's not a priest or a minister or an employer, nobody that can help them. I see it all the time.
Okay, but you know you can't attack a referee in a field. I mean, you know that. I mean, listen, that is just the level of egregiousness. Hey, by the way, Ray Giudice, you want to reach him at Ray Giudice. Don't forget his phone number. He actually answered the phone as busy as he is. He answered for us and he showed up here. So that was good. 404-964-4185. 404-964-4185. No better attorney in Atlanta. Full phone lines. A lot of parents want to react, and we'll belly up to the bar when we come back. Sports Radio 680 The Fan.